Okay, well, while those guys futz around figuring out minute references and those sorts of things, let me welcome those of you who are here in person to the first weirdly strange attempt by the SPI board to have an in-person board meeting. I don't think this has ever actually happened before. Our normal process is to meet on a monthly basis via IRC, and we are strangely apparently no more adept at doing this in person than we in that form. So let me see if I can do the three-handed not drop my notebook on the floor thing here. And silly little cut and paste game I always get to do. Part of what I try to do before the meetings get started is to get this sort of transformation of our agenda into the cut and paste stuff so that we don't have to spend a lot of time waiting for me to fumble through typing. Oh, I could put my laptop on the table, but then it would be in front of the projector.
Don't block the lens.
What's that?
Don't block the lens
and it'll be fine. Right, okay. So yes, let's all put our names down for the record, I guess. We're not all here, so maybe those of us who are here in person should just say our names.
David Kim, Jimmy Kapowitz,
Neil Wilkerson,
Michael Schultheis,
Ian Jackson.
Yes, please tell me your name.
No.
Just record our nicks.
Just tell me a night profile.
Yes, okay, so I want to thank all of you for coming in person to help us make this as amazing as possible. Okay, so we got everybody, so Josh, we have this on the board. We don't have anyone other than Josh on the channel.
Joey
sent apologies. Joey, that's right, Joey sent regrets. Okay.
We call Brandon for $1.50.
Okay. Yes, I did. Actually, I just got lost in the laughter. B-Dale Darby. Okay, so let's proceed. as usual. But actually, every once in a while, there is something interesting to report. And the attempt that we try to make is to have reports delivered to the board by email in advance of the meeting so that they can be included in our agenda and people can think about what's being said and focus the time spent on the meeting on questions and answers and so forth. So the next thing we'll try to tackle today also happens for
you. It would be exciting. I love this part of the meeting,
actually.
As you must.
I think what I'll suggest is we try to power through as much of and then we will certainly hang around and be happy to continue the informal conversations about SPI and anything that you'd like to talk about afterwards. We had a very productive BOF yesterday. I guess this could qualify as a president's report. And I was very pleased by the interest that folks are expressing. So once we get through the agenda, we'll be happy to shift out of official board meeting mode and make this a more open conversation for those of you who'd like to. Fair enough. Okay, Neil, second report.
Josh says he wants to talk about electing new treasurer sooner rather than later. Does he only now?
Beadle's choosing to assume not. Not on the agenda.
Right, okay, good.
Okay, basically, nothing is coming that.
Be careful.
Stop doing that!
Nothing to report. Really.
Me, heads up, like, motions of the time.
Can I ask a question, Neil? There was that resolution that we passed that was a bit controversial about timings of various things before meetings, and it requested you to make a timetable and, you know, put it into practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't seem to have seen anything from you along those lines.
Yours.
Right. It did involve asking, for example, an announcement in advance, asking people for things by particular dates, and I've not noticed that quite so much.
I'll try and get something formal written and posted out.
Okay. If you need any help, I'd be quite happy to write anything up for you.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll get in touch about that if necessary.
Last meeting, just before the meeting, we had a report sent to the board from the SPI Trademark Committee, thanks to MJ, who's moved over there. Has everyone read it? Okay. Sent to the board. Brief summary, there's a complaint about Hina EDV's use of the Debian official use logo. It became clear that the logo license had been omitted and copied from the resolution passed onto the website. Their use of the logo was arguably valid. Thanks to Joseph Rodin for pointing out the details and collecting the webpage. Second was Dries Beitert, who is the registrant of the Drupal trademark in Benelux. His application to extend the trademark to the US was refused because Transparent Technology Inc. Had registered the mark. Drupal Association has promised to help protect the trademarks, but there's been no board decision by the board. Last action was by Greg, who requested sign to the documents by fax.
I do remember that I was confused by the titling of this, thinking we're talking about an SPI trademark. So I guess the question I have is what's expected of us at this juncture?
The end of that mail said nothing was expected.
That's what I thought I remembered, so I guess I'm trying again to understand what we're doing with it on the agenda. Is this just general information, or...?
I think it's just letting us know what's going on so that which we should approve of. We should approve of people sending us stuff around information that we don't have to do anything about and providing it's clearly
fine. So then I think the right answer is I'll thank the committee for delivering the report and...
Has that been published directly?
It's in the agenda.
Has it been actually published in the agenda?
That you didn't listen to the report?
It's on the web page, but it wasn't sent out. Maybe I missed it being sent
on
out.
On the agenda web page, at the end, that report is included in the agenda.
Which mailing list was it sent to?
SPI board.
SPI board originally, yes.
Maybe we can include it in the minutes.
Yeah. It's on the agenda as well, so.
I was going to say, things in the agenda tend to be in the minutes or referred to by them, so. Okay. So I wonder where that was the trade. And so nothing else we need to deal with there.
Yeah.
Okay. And, Will, you get another one, buddy.
Woohoo! Door? Oh, outside a minute.
And are they truly outstanding this time?
I'm glad to report that we've got four sets of minutes to approve this month. First set is October the 4th, 2005. I move that we pass this 7 minutes.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
And the second, so... Well, starting 2009 minutes. 2000, yeah. Those in favour?
No.
Yeah, I abstain.
Okay, so that's 4 to 0 to 2, is that it?
You won't
have
to say break is a
I don't think that Josh is in the meeting. I'm sorry to have to do this to him, but you can't participate. I mean,
you can participate by teleconference.
Yes, but he's not participating by teleconference, and he can't hear what we're saying.
Right. On the other hand, the minutes that we're asking him to approve were published in their entirety in advance of the meeting, so he's had the same opportunity to review them that we have, so it seems...
It is a fair thing in this case.
It seems that the
Maybe.
Question that could be posed is whether...
Does he object?
The question could be posed as to whether there's any comments he'd like to inject or...
He wasn't on the board at the time.
That's an interesting point, since he wasn't on the board at the time of the meeting, so he would be expected to abstain anyway, so... Okay.
Could we abstain if we were guests at a meeting?
All of the items that are out here. Okay.
So if you were present at the meeting and have an opinion about whether the minutes are accurate, I think you're entitled to vote.
Agreed.
Even if you were not on the board at the time.
It looks like Josh agrees that he would abstain in any case. So, I think that gracefully finesses that little issue. Okay. So, what's our result on that, Neil?
4-0-2, right?
4-0-3.
4-0-3. 4-0-3. Okay, great. Thank you. What's next?
Next set is October the 18th, 2005. I move to approve 7 minutes.
Seconded.
Those in favour?
Mm-hmm.
4-0-3.
Yeah.
Next set, November the 15th, 2005. move.
Seconded.
Favour?
I have to abstain, I wasn't present.
Yeah.
4-0-3.
Right, and we're going to ignore the December ones because there's a lack of resolutions in that. So we'll bring
that. Okay, questions are raised about the 13th, and I assume we'll defer that to our next meeting.
Yep.
And might we expect May 18th, 2007 by our next meeting as well?
Yeah, can I do? Yep.
Marvelous, thank you very much.
The May 18th ones are those. Logs? That's a log?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not moving out yet.
Correct.
Is there any
token?
They do approve.
I think that's right, yes.
So, next item?
I'm working
on it. That's all from outstanding minutes.
Marvelous. Okay, so I believe this qualifies as informational tonight, but Neil, do you want to give us a quick summary of this, what this agenda item regarding the Debian local licenses and what status change we might have had, and given AJ's involvement, if you'd like to speak up in this whole section, so you're welcome to.
Okay, brief summary. A while back, the then DPL AJ here requested that we relicense the Debian logos to the OpenUse logo and the OfficialUse logo will both be relicensed under a MIT license. And additionally, that SPI shouldn't enforce the OpenUse logo as an exclusive trademark, and any enforcement should be limited to ensuring that the trademark remains available to refer to and promote Devon. The official use logo will be continued to be enforced, with it only being authorised where its products or services is officially related to Debian. So on an official CD image, t-shirt promoting Debian, DD's business card, etc. And in case of a doubt, leader at Debian.org should be contacted. There was additional feedback from Greg, who's our lawyer, saying that there may be issues with relicensing the actual textual representation of the word Debian, because that may imply that we don't want to enforce the trademark of Debian. So there's an additional little paragraph saying that the license only applies to the graphical swirl and the graphical swirl and bottle. It doesn't apply to the actual textual representation. I'm waiting for an okay back from Sam on that before I mail out an answer to various places and make sure that's re-implemented.
Okay, well, hopefully since Sam's here this week, we can prod him a little bit to make sure that gets taken care of. I guess he's not in the room at the moment, right? Yeah, okay, well, fair enough. Thanks, Neil. So I guess the next one is also yours, Neil.
Yep.
Open source debugger with summary text.
Okay, a while back, for those who may not be aware, we had a discussion on opensource.org, which happened on the board mailing list. There was then some concerns raised, so we posted an inbox to the private members list, and I wrote up a summary of the discussion. Just waiting for approval from Bido, Brandon, Ian, and Joey for that before I can publish it. So it's just a reminder again to say, please say you're okay.
So I thought we had approved it. Was it because you wanted a reapproval after the changes?
No. What happened? What we approved was publishing the whole mbox. Approving the, so there is a summary, but we've decided apparently that the summary shouldn't be released until each of the board members whose opinions are represented in the summary are happy with it. And that means that those board members have to go and double check that the summary in the inbox agree, which involves rereading all of those devious mails in the inbox. It'd be much better if we just published the summary without saying that it was necessarily something that all the board agreed with. But unfortunately, we are where we are at the moment.
Thank you for the elucidation. I guess I get to go read something. Okay, so nothing else about that other than a gentle prod. Thanks for prodding us again, and we'll all make like good animals and get it done. So, Neil, let's open that aside. We were talking about this a little bit ago. Tim, is that your name?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm very pleased that you're here. Who wants to summarize the history? I guess I could try, but this is a project that was approved and associated SPI project, which I gather had some infrastructure difficulties and sort of fell off the face of the earth for a while. And so when we were doing a sort of a refresh and ping of our associated projects to make sure that we're all still around and doing good free and open source software stuff, they couldn't be found. And so if I recall correctly, we had a resolution. I don't know if it was unique to this project or omnibus covering various things, I think the latter. They, in fact, were disassociated, or I don't know what the word of the resolution was exactly. Have you found it, Neil?
If our goal today is to reassociate them, which I have no problem with, then I move that we, by the way, I think the...
Before you move, I'd actually like to ask a question or two.
Okay. Sure, that's fine. As far as the history, I think we, I don't think we did some sort of omnibus resolution regarding lots of projects. I think it was just OpenBath is incommunicado. Oh, someone found it. Someone found it.
Can you paste the URL into IRC, perhaps?
Yep, I could.
Got it.
There you go.
It's a very short resolution. In fact, I'd be happy to read it if you'd like. This was from November 21st of 2006, and from the name I would assume this was a Josh Berkus motion for removal of OpenBass as an associated project. Whereas the OpenBass project site, www.openbasses.org, is down and has been for 3 weeks. Two attempts to reach the project members have failed, and three SPIs not holding any assets for OpenBass to our knowledge, nor have we received any donations for OpenBass in over a year. The SPI board therefore resolves that the project is removed as an associated project. It was just about that simple.
Somebody else
can
confuse Josh.
Yeah, how about somebody just pointing out to Josh that they've reappeared and that's what's going on? So, Tim, do you want to add anything to that? Or I gather the request is that we consider reassociating.
I think that's essentially that's okay somewhat.
Essentially, it was a problem of communication, of which I'd like to apologize. There was several infrastructure problems. And you weren't able to get a hold of us. Moreover, we weren't able to get a hold of you on the occasion that we did try to get a hold of you. Finger pointing ain't much good, but yes, we would like to continue to be associated with SPI.
Can I ask, I mean, not in terms of telling you what you should have done, but to help us, what method did you try to get in touch with us?
There was an email sent back in April. It was actually a specific request about the OpenBass project at that time to board, which never got a response.
To board in April of this year?
April 2006, I believe.
April 2006.
That was our last attempt at communication with you. That was with regards to
Sunday 23rd.
Developer coordinator changing. We asked you to I'll take your reference to confirm that that's the case.
Right, and this,
yeah, that's
this resolution here is in November 2006.
Yes. That was our last need to contact you, as far as we were concerned.
Do we now have any contact details for somebody at OpenBass that's not got a single point of failure?
I believe so, yes. The constitution on OpenVAS.org has been updated with my non-OpenVAS details and also Robert's non-OpenVAS details. His is actually Gmail address, so that's how Google never go back.
Right, okay.
In addition, I can provide additional contacts to the board. Whilst they won't be in a position to sign off, they would be in a position to respond and take queries. Essentially, we've moved our infrastructure to manage service for one of the member companies within the OpenVAS group, I suppose. And they actually have support staff there to fix system failures, that kind of thing. They would be in a position to respond if all else fails.
Right.
Other questions or discussion?
So I'd like to mention that I've dug out the previous resolution about OpenVAS and edited it slightly and posted it to SPI General as 2008-06-18.iwj.1. Yeah, I wrote 2005 in it, but it ought to be 2007, obviously. And obviously that should be amended with Tim Brown's and Robert Berkowitz's email addresses as from this web page, Berkowitz.
Okay, so I'm actually waiting for that email to arrive. Do you want to summarize or should we pull it up?
I can
I can read it out, but it's one of these associated project resolutions, so it's a bit, it's got two paragraph threes as well. Great work here. whereas OpenVAS, yada, two, the OpenVAS developers would like, yada, three, OpenVAS have resolved the problem that previously caused them to be uncontactable. Three, second instance, OpenVAS is formally invited, yada. Four, currently Tim Brown, Sean Bauman, and Robert Berkowitz are recognized by SBI as the authoritative decision makers for OpenVAS. Actually, this isn't correct, is it? Because you have a constitution now, do you?
We do. That was actually the constitution that's found in the previous adoption of the project. The only difference is it's a different
government contract. Right. Okay, well, we'll refer to this constitution then. I'll write up a new one in the next few minutes.
Could we just move to rescind the 2006 November resolution instead of writing a new one?
We could do, but...
It sounds like Ian would also like to capture the new contact information in the process. So whether we could, in effect, have a very simple resolution suggesting that we rescind and update our records from their constitution. What do you think, Ian? Would that be?
Yeah, I'd like to get the full details in the resolution, because that way we won't have this problem again, because we'll be able to look it up on our web page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just bear
with me. Well, I've got a list of contact stuff for the associated.
I keep a list of contact details for the associated projects. Anyway, but if we want to put it in the resolution, then that's fine as well.
Right, so I've now got currently Tim Brown email address, Sean Bowman, and Robert Berkowitz email address are recognised by SBI as the authority to make for OpenVAS according to the OpenVAS constitution, which can currently be found at URL. And now all I need to do is renumber the paragraphs. There you go. That should be arriving on SBI General shortly. Right, so does anybody have any, do you want a chance to read that and tell me what's wrong with it?
Just base it to the IOC.
What, the whole resolution?
Yeah.
Sounds forward.
It would have been better to have organised this in advance, wouldn't it?
We could also just, you don't have to have we can just speak it into the microphone, or we can just speak a two-sentence motion to the microphone, and then have it be transcribed later.
It's a speaking of the microphone.
Thanks. Well, it's here now. Does anybody have a comment on it? Should we just vote on it?
Not here yet.
Just finishing reading it.
Here.
Excuse me. Are we having these resolutions discussed on SPI private or general before voting on them?
This is the wrong. You want version 2, not version 1. Sorry. And it's still the wrong bloody text.
I know. May I suggest we leave this until next meeting, so that we give the membership the chance?
Yeah, it's like a week and a half anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, let's leave it until next meeting.
So we give the membership a chance to.
Okay, well, I thank Tim both for the email and for being here, and I hope that without too much further delay, we can get this all closed up. Having decided once before that this was a suitable project. That's probably a suitable project.
Don't die now, please.
Can you die now, please? Yeah, okay, sure, you're welcome to. All right, so. So when is our next meeting going to be?
July 1st.
July
1st.
Annual
meeting. Yeah, it's just over a week away.
Hmm.
And I'll be on a train at the time.
That's
July
1st.
Oh, if you do it from the train. Sunday. Yeah,
I'll we'll still be in Europe at that time. I will decide before I leave here whether I need to request regrets or not.
Shall we set the July board meeting as well? While we're here?
It's probably
a
good idea.
Not really.
Isn't that?
That's it's also the start of elections and 6 months after elections. Yeah.
And that's it, what, the 3rd of August?
Well, 3rd of August is board member election.
Board
elections, right?
Yeah,
with
our new board.
Okay, 1st of July and
3rd of August. So, Neil, do you want to rattle off the election schedule since we have folks here?
Okay, we have our annual meeting on 1st of July, which also.
At what time?
1900 UTC. And on that day, also, the nominations for election to the board open. There's currently 6 positions available on the board, with myself, Josh, and Michael still remaining. Everyone else is up for a re-election, or not if they don't understand. So that runs from the 1st of July to 13th of July. I'll send out more details on exactly how to say I want to stand in the next coming days. From the 15th of July to the 28th of July, voting starts. If you're a contributing member before the 15th of July, then you get to vote. More details will be sent out then. 29th of July, results are published. On the 3rd of August, at I assume 1900 UTC, there's board member elections where the board meet up and yeah, the new board meet up, the old board can come along if they really want, and the new board decides who's the officers for the next year.
Okay, thank you much. So this is normally the part of the meeting where I close the meeting, since we're in this unusual state of being in person with a crowd. Are there any other items of business for the board while we're here? Okay. The silence is deafening, so.
What exactly was the
thanks to everyone for being present. The official board meeting is now closed, and we'll be happy to hang around if anyone has questions they would like to ask, not necessarily on the record. Thanks to Seth. Rotten fruit, the throat.
No one say anything about our scene!
Neil, ah, oh, it's gone.